of the priority list that the Cattlemen Association put together, we were really 100% on it. The legislature really came through for us. We have $2 million in a fund that will set up a new board at the University of Florida to fund beef promotion and research. We had $1 million for that last year that was in the Department of Ag, and this will allow us to do multi-year projects rather than having to have a project done in a single year. We also were pushing to finish the beef teaching unit at the University of Florida, and that was $2.6 million. It was fully funded in this year's budget as well. University of Florida IFAS is very happy with their workload funding, one of our priorities as well.
Art says while it was passed by lawmakers, the bill still needs the signature of Governor Scott.
The governor has 14 days after he receives the budget in which to decide on which items he's going to veto, or veto the whole bill or let it become law.
Now, the governor has yet to receive the budget package, but it was announced by his office Tuesday afternoon that his preliminary plans are to veto $256.1 million from the newly approved budget. His office said the governor will sign the overall budget, but vetoes will hit projects throughout the state. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.